and welcome to those of you connected on Facebook. We start here in about a minute or so. Oh, I got six down on it. Okay, we got Kim coming from Australia. Gary is from Indiana. That's probably farther than Australia, isn't it? Welcome, guys. Good to see you on here. There is a delay on this, and I won't be glancing at the screen a whole lot, so bear with us on that. We'll connect as we go a little later with it. Would you sing a little bit here with us? Have a glorious day. One day when heaven is filled with his praises, one day when sin was black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising, be justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hand that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. The grave could not keep him from rising again.
Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine.
Glories will shine.
Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing.
My Savior Jesus is mine.
Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away.
Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day,
oh glorious day. Amen. Glorious day, especially with Resurrection Sunday here coming up. Hey, we got 13 people watching right now. Hello to everyone.
Let's see, for those of you who are in last week, man, we got a lot of new faces here from last week. We kind of look bare bones with it. Melody, can you, I don't know if they can even see your face. This is my daughter Melody singing over here. Karen is back doing the piano stuff. I don't know if you can even see Karen. God bless her, though. Todd wasn't here last week. Todd Truman, guitars. Brand, oh, you don't have your fancy pretty one. We'll show off your pretty guitar later. We'll put you right in front of the coupe. But Brandon, and Brandon's grandfather, Bruce, great to see you back from Florida. And last but certainly not least, hiding in the back here, keeping the beat. Thanks, Scott. Scott Armstrong. Yeah. All right, Melody, you going to pleasure us here? Let's sing the word.
I've done every devotional, man, every place emotional. Got a whole new word from God, and I think it's very odd. While I attempt to hide myself, my Bible sits upon my shelf with every promise I could ever make. And the word was, and the word is, and the word will be. And the word was, and the word is, and the word will be. People are getting fit for truth like they're buying a new tailor suit that's fit across the shoulders. Will it fade when it gets older? Throw ideas that aren't in style in the Salvation Army file and search for something more to meet our needs. And the word was, the word is, and the word will be. And the word was, and the word is, and the word will be. Crushed, perplexed, but don't despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are no longer slaves, we are daughters and sons. When we are weak, we are very strong. And neither death, nor life, nor present, nor future, nor depth, nor height can keep us from the love of Christ. And the word I need is the word that was, put on flesh to dwell with us in the beginning. The word was, and the word is, and the word will be. And the word was, and the word is, and the word will be. The old word is, the new word is, the old word is, the new word is. The old word is the new word is, the old word is the new word. The new word is the old 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 word.
Nice. How about that, Melody? Nicely done, Melody. Nah, let's not do this one tonight. We put a lot into it before. Skip past that. Save it for Sunday. Let's just move right into our special. How's that sound?
The gates and doors are barred. All the windows fastened down. Spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hope the sorrow, half in fear the day. We find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me, she told me where he'd been. They said they moved him in the night, and none of them knows where. The stone's been rolled away, now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I can tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I didn't know. John believed in miracle, but I just heard to go. Circumstance and speculation could lift me very high. I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, I wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees, just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
For those of you who are checking on things, that's from Don Francisco. He's alive.
You want to do Majesty?
Now we'll skip Majesty. We got some goods. Let's just go right into our
communion stuff. Keep up, two guys. Communion. Very good. Actually, Melody, will you do?
All right, we're just going to run through it once. This is actually going to be a song we're going to play for communion on Resurrection Sunday, this Sunday. It's called One Pair of Hands. It's written by Carol Robertson. And what's interesting with Carol is that when he recorded this originally, he sang it in an Elvis-type style. So a lot of people mistakenly thought that this was a song sung by Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're good. One pair of hands formed the mountains. One pair of hands formed the sea. One pair of hands made the sun and the moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valley, the oceans, the river, the sand.
These hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm, and thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you, and those hands were nailed to a tree. These hands are so strong, when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. These hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Put your faith into one pair of hands.
Pretty song. All right, for those of you who are keeping score, we got one more song to do for you. Then we're going to share a message. We're getting some prayer. This is a song I put some Christian lyrics to back in January of this year. It's called Sweet Jesus, My Savior, and it's to the tune of Sweet Home Alabama. Now, how much fun is that, right? Well, we do that a lot here. We do that a lot here on what I call our post-service music. That is when the pastor says, see ya next week, right? He is right there with it. And we like to go ahead and take some songs that everybody knows and make sure we got Christian lyrics to it. Sometimes we don't even have to do anything, right?
Rarely.
Yeah. Rarely. Well, sometimes. Sometimes we got to fix a few words that might not be appropriate. But this flies. This is going to be a good one. You guys ready? ever went into song, just ask the drummer to hit the cymbals. God bless you.
All right.
Tom, here we are again, Tom. Here we are again. And welcome to everybody that's hanging out with us on Facebook. Let me grab my water. Melody, I can't get you up here. Or because you're... No, I guess not. I guess not. It's all good. All right. Well, I shared with, as I shared in a little preview last night, we're going to be talking about Ephesians 2 and God's peace. I've had, put you guys right there so I can kind of look the same. Thank you. I've been ministering to a lot of people, and a lot of it's on a lot of fun on Facebook. And through Facebook messaging, and there's a number of us that are just having a hard time receiving. They know it. They know what's going on. And they know God's word. They know it's God's will to heal, but they just can't seem to get that from the head down to their heart to really receive. And God laid it on my heart to share on Ephesians 2. Okay? Because there's a lot of things that happen within Ephesians 2 that I think might help unravel some things for a few people that have been reaching out and trying to see what's going on. So Ephesians 2, let me start with reading a little bit here with it. This actually is the New International Version, and it says, made alive in Christ. So Ephesians 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us have also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. All right? So it's our human nature, right? We're born that way. We're born into sin. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. And it is by grace that you have been saved. How about that? By grace. All by grace. It doesn't say, as a matter of fact, it kind of goes on to talk a little more about that, so I don't even have to say what I was going to say. So when God raised us, this is verse 6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. You know this one. Good. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. All right, so we were prepared in advance, right? We were created with a purpose, all right? Why else are we on this earth? We were created with a purpose, to be here and to get this all done. And like it said back in verse 8, not by works, so none of us can boast. It's totally a gift. It's a free gift. So a lot of us, what we do is we fall into this trap of feeling like if I do more of this, if I do less of that, if I do this, if I do that, if I do that, you know, then I'll receive the healing that I've been seeking. And while there is some truth to that, I mean, if you're sinning, you need to quit sinning. But we need to rest in Christ. We need to rest in the peace of Jesus. Because once we rest in the peace of Jesus, that's when all the stuff flows. That's when everything comes together. All right? All of a sudden now, because we're not worried about this, we're not worried about that, we're just resting in Christ. God is awesome. Verse 11 talks about being one in Christ. Ephesians verse 2, chapter 2, verse 11. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth, called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, meaning the Jewish, that done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, and without God in the world. So that's telling us before Christ in the Old Testament. We didn't have a chance, right? It was God's people. That was the only way. But now, in Christ Jesus, You who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. So the death of Christ, by his stripes we are healed, right? And by the shedding of his blood on the cross we are forgiven, we are saved. Verse 14, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing it in his flesh, the law with its commandments and regulations. Let me pause here a second. So in 14 it said, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier. What is the two one? The two one is the Jewish people and the Gentiles. We are made as one people now. We are one in Christ. All right? That's what we're referring to there in Ephesians 2:14. Then in verse 15, by abolishing in his flesh the law with his commandments and regulations. So remember, Jesus came then and said, prior to Jesus, all we had, all the Jewish people had, was the laws, right? And sadly, what happens with a lot of laws, there's a lot of people, a.k.a. the Pharisees, who go through and decide, oh, well, if this law is good, then maybe I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. And next thing you know, they've got, gosh, what was it, 666, number man, right? type of different laws and rules they added onto this thing. So Jesus' purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. There's that peace again, right? And in this, one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostilities. So Jesus, remember, Jesus became the curse. In the Old Testament, we're told that cursed is the man, is someone who hangs on a tree. So Jesus became the curse, and Jesus put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, that is Jesus, through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, right? In verse 19, consequently you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Now, how awesome is that? Members of God's household, all this, all because of what Jesus has done for us. Built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Last week, on last Facebook Live, we talked about our foundations in 1 Corinthians 2 and 3, talking about building on a foundation. Paul was talking about, I laid down a foundation for you. Now, if you're going to build things up, how are you going to build up on that foundation? If you're going to use perishable things like hay, straw, silver, gold, things that just can't withstand the storm, you're going to have a hard time going to heaven. It's interesting. It didn't say you won't go to heaven. It said you almost have to like walk through a wall of fire to get there. So it'll be difficult. So when we got that foundation, when we're introduced to Christ, we have to build up on it. We got to build up on that foundation with Christ as a cornerstone. Verse 21, in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become, there's one word, the dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So that's Ephesians 2. Talking about the peace of Christ. And yet so many of us just let the peace of Christ just escape us. But yet Jesus is there knocking on the door. Every day he's saying, here I am. Here I am. Here's my peace. I've shared before the way I like to start off each morning is declaring Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. And that is, I endured anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, and that for 5 years. And I was on defense for way too long. I let the enemy pound on me and just cause me just so much pain and discomfort. And finally, I was healed in July of 2008 by the laying of hands, and it was an awesome thing. But I had to reclaim my healing less and less over about a 30-day period. But even at that, I still needed to be on offense. I was still trying to avoid certain things, right? When you're dealing with the little irritable bowel syndrome, those of you who have been dealing with that, you know you avoid certain situations. You avoid certain foods. You avoid, you know, okay. But then all of a sudden you found that food you were avoiding before and now, or something else that you thought was good is now causing problems. And it's because it's not the food. It's the demons of darkness that are messing with you. It's a battle of the mind. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness. And just garbage in high places. So God brings all that to us. And he shows us all that's going on with that. And how awesome is that, right? It's how gracious and good is our God. to go ahead and give us all these things. So I'll go ahead and share with you what's one of the things that I do first thing in the morning. So as soon as my feet hit the floor, I don't give the enemy any chance, right? I just woke up. As soon as my feet hit the floor, it's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, we give it all to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, wherever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things with you both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. And the peace of God, it shall be with you. Lord, I pray that someone that just heard me declare that right now, that just resonated with them, and that you take that and you run with that. I've been doing that every morning since 2009. That's why it's memorized. It's a scripture that I stand on. It's a battle cry. It says, devil, you ain't messing with me today. I'm messing with you. And that's what we're doing right here on Facebook Live. We're sharing God's word, aren't we? We're sharing God's word. And it's an awesome and great thing. Let me scroll backwards and see what's been happening here comment-wise. Why don't you guys start throwing some prayer requests in here, or we'll take some prayer requests local too. I know one that I see on here from Pastor Chris Trumbull. God bless him. He's tuning in from Children's Hospital. His grandson Noah had a, double lung transplant. And I think things were looking okay for a little while, but then recently they actually had to go back in, I believe, and take care of a hole, I think is what it is, if I heard it correctly. And Chris, if you're listening and want to update us, please do. But I see your comments on here. But yeah, Lord, we're just speaking directly to young little Noah. We're speaking to those lungs, that entire body. See, he's got lungs from a child, you know, from a child that had to die. You know, and I can tell you, God's not up there saying, okay, time for you to die, child, time for you to die. It's the devil finding different ways to get all this stuff to happen. But bless God, this family decided to let this child be a donor. So, Lord, I'd speak special blessings for that family, for peace. But Lord, we thank you as you touch Noah. You touch the lungs. You get into there, whatever needs to be done, Lord. If his body's trying to reject it, Lord, we just come against it in the name of Jesus. We speak the peace of Jesus that we just talked about, right? We speak Ephesians 2, peace of Jesus, just all over this. As he's just all good, all good. Kim has a request on here. Kim's tuning in from Australia. How awesome is that? Kim, you and I have talked before, I'm not going to say anything specific. But you're one of the ones that's right here, this Ephesians 2 that God was laying on my heart. Because I know you've been seeking, and you'll see a victory and then a not. It's like one step forward, two steps back. But we've got to focus on each victory. One victory at a time, right? One victory at a time. When we see that victory, we got to lock onto that. We got to magnify that. We got to make that big, okay? We got to make that big. So Kim, make that big. Live for those victories. Don't let the enemy distract us. Because what really happens here with all this? The enemy figures out ways to change our focus. He takes our focus off of Christ, and he gets us to focus on the things of the world. He gets us to focus on whatever. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Kim, for your comments. I see that on there. Yeah. And Marianne's on here. Hey, Wayne's on here. You know, Wayne, I tell you what, did you notice that the female voice you heard today was really Melody? I had some fun with him yesterday. I was using a box last Thursday because I didn't have any ladies here, but bless God, we had Melody and Rita here. It was a great thing for practice. And and Timothy, you're absolutely right. It's hard to be sad singing, right? Especially, I had to pull the banjo. We'll bring the banjo in one of these times. You can't sing. What do you mean, oh? I love the banjo. It's a blast. We love the banjo. You cannot sing a sad song to a banjo. Have you ever seen Steve Martin go through that routine? Steve Martin plays the banjo very well. And Steve Martin, he's up there going, fingering the banjo, and he says, gloom, despair, misery. You just can't do it. You can't sing a sad song to the banjo. So we'll do that. Yeah, Marianne, Julie, definitely lifting up for Julie. Lord, she's good. She's good. She is healed, and she stays that way. That's awesome and amazing, so thank you. Tim, right now, I want you to go ahead, man. If you got somebody with you especially, I want you to have them place their hand on your back. He's got some back stuff going on. So place that on their back. And if there's nobody there right now, brother, I just want you to just listen to the sound of my voice. We see backs healed here all the time. So, Lord, in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, Lord, I thank you that Brother Tim is made fully whole. Back pain, we command you go. If there be anything messing around with all of the different vertebrae, the muscles, ligaments, tendons, all the stuff, Lord, I thank you as the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, touches Tim's back, and he's fully healed. So, Tim, you are now healed in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Get up and move around and comment back on here. It's going to be awesome. Watch through all this. God is good. Cindy, you're another one that I lift you up daily. You know I do because I'm sending you messages and the like. And this message is for you, this message of peace. And you're one of the ones I'm thinking of with this. Peace, peace. Oh, and for those of you reading comments, you figured out that Carolyn is with daughter. She doesn't want banjo either. We're going to do banjo. We're going to get the banjo. Absolutely. It's a blast. You got to love the banjo. Wow, Chris is, Chris Mongat. God bless Chris is watching on here. Chris, it's been years since we got together, but it's great to see you on here. And then Marianne says she loves a banjo. See, we're going to have some fun with the banjo. That's good. Well, hey, while I'm watching this, if you guys have any other prayer requests, go ahead and bring them on here, but I'm going to take some here local. Tom, how has been your week, my friend? A quiet and peaceful week. That's in your line of work. That's, oh, wait a minute. Normally you say the week's not over yet, and you didn't say that this time, so you must have been a really good week so far. Oh, that's good. I like that. Is your wife in town, or is she traveling? Tom's wife does a lot of neat and cool things like he does, involved in a lot of different things. Here we go. Melody, Melody is back from college, which is great. Glad you're here. Glad you're here singing with us. I know the people that heard you sing are definitely glad you were here. Yeah, that's right. So Melody is involved with, come over here, Melody. I want them to see you. So yeah, I'm going to embarrass you. Okay. So Melody actually leads worship up at the University of Dayton. Yep. The UDI. Did you want to share with it yourself? If you do, I got to give you this here.
Oh, gee. I'm not used to I am used to microphones. Okay. This is fancy. I do some stuff with Dayton Ministry, so it's really cool. So we do music on Sundays, 4 o'clock, so that's always nice. And we get up there and we sing and we just praise God. And, you know, we do all different kinds of songs, you know, just really getting the group involved. But it's really neat, and we see God moving, and it's powerful. It's some powerful stuff.
So you're leading the music.
Yep.
So Melody's leading the music there.
Oh, yeah.
They're leading the singing part of it, which is great. I'm proud of that. She's proud of this young lady. She gets a lot done. Chris Burton's on here. Yeah, Chris. All right. And I know Chris that, and I hope you got to listen to this message. If not, make sure you listen to it when we finish this so you can go through and listen to some of the scriptures. If not, read Ephesians 2. Read through that. But Chris has had a lot of different things that have just been under attack. Just a lot of garbage that's been messing with them. But I know Chris loves God, right? And there's a lot of people out there right now that are dealing with different pains than that. So what I'd like you to do, for everybody listening right now who you're seeking a healing, I want you to repeat this after me. Say, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Say, I am a child of God. I am royalty because of what Jesus has already done. You know, Jesus declared on earth as it is in heaven. So we call heaven to earth right now in Jesus' name. I'll say it again. This healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Now, whatever has been tormenting you, insert it here. Lord, I thank you that whatever's messing with you leaves me now in the name of Jesus. And I'll just put some generic ones on there that go with it. Pain, you go. Infirmity, go. Stress, go. Fear, go. All kinds of just darkness, go. We, under the authority and power, in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we now command all spirits, contrary to the word and the will of God, to get off you right now. So go right now. So I thank you, Lord, as we get people that are commenting on here, say, wow, I felt that. I feel your peace. I feel the peace of God. Because that's what God's all about here. It's about peace, right? You deserve this. Jesus died for your peace. Anything less than that, you're being cheated, all right? God is good. God brings it all together. So, Chris, we're speaking a special blessing for you. Mary Ann and Julie and Kim and, hey, Carolyn's on here. And Timothy, it just goes on and on. And Gary, I don't know if Gary's still on here or not, but bless God, it's on here. And especially for little Noah, we've spoken the result in the faith, right? Where two or more gathered, he is there, right? Yes, God. Isn't God good? God takes care of all these things. That's really good. You guys want to go? Let's go into prayer. Let's come up. Let's make a circle. One of the things we like to do here, and I'll spin this around where you can watch. And we're a little, and there's a smaller crowd today, but that's okay. That's okay. Because God is good, right? God is good. So Lord, I thank you for all these people we've lifted up in prayer here today. And on Facebook and here locally, there's just so many that are just under the torment and the junk that just comes together. That comes and tries to wrestle with us and steal our joy. So Daddy, I thank you that peace comes. Peace that flows like a river. Just comes and keeps the enemy at bay. Lord, I thank you, as we were told in Ephesians chapter 6, through 6:10, and through there we're taught about the power of God, stand in the mighty power of God and in his strength. And then later we're told in that same chapter to put on the armor of God, right? Put on the armor of God. So these darts that the enemy throws at us, they can't stick because our God is awesome and amazing. So Lord, I thank you for your hedge of protection, for clarity of minds, for help us to give us full clarity, focus, and freedom. Lord, I thank you for Brother Tom right here and for the great mission you've put him on. Lord, he blesses so many people in so many ways, and it can be a stressful job. So I'm elated to hear you've had a calm week so far. We got one more day. We're speaking peace for you here for next day here, my friend. One victory at a time, right? And I thank you, Lord, that my melody's here. Thank you, Lord, for a great gift that she shares with us, the gift of song, and how she leads and touches up at the University of Dayton. That's just a beautiful and great thing. And Lord, I thank you especially for all those people that have connected here on Facebook and the ones that will be watching this later on the replay, because God is good. Just so everybody knows, too, we're going to go ahead and do this on Resurrection Sunday, too. So God's going to bless it there also. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Yes, and amen. Amen. Isn't that awesome? God's good. Well, thank you everyone for staying connected through. I got to go over here and actually hit the button, so you're going to watch my backside. But remember, one victory at a time. Let's stay rejoicing in Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9 is what I declared earlier. Declare it, keep it, proclaim it. Our God is an awesome, amazing God. Share the word. God bless you. I love you.